sister like we do. United country.
Hi, in our studios today is Elizabeth Collins. She is head of and owns Webcom Resources, which, tell me what that is, Elizabeth.
Well, we do web design and development and digital marketing. Have an office down here on the mall.
In the Burger Building.
In the Burger Building, mm-hmm. Yes.
And you've been doing this for some time. You've been designing websites and that type of thing, but not in Atchison. You started in Seattle?
Right. About 10 years ago, in 2005, we started in Seattle. With web hosting and domains was what our background was. And then we acquired a web development company. I really got into that. It was fun. And so then from then on, it's been a lot of the design and development side. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, we stopped doing heavy development design and did more of consulting and coaching with helping businesses do better, not just do a website and it's done, but okay, how do I make this actually make money for my business?
And it's a lot of it, you know, you and I talked just a little bit about before we went on the air, but a lot of it is the maintenance of it. Mm-hmm. It's the constant development. We're changing. Our whole environment is changing so quickly, isn't it?
It is.
And due to the internet and everything that's going on. So, but then a few years ago, you got smart, didn't you? And moved back to Atchison.
Right. Well, you know, there's something about coming back to your hometown, you know, and there's this grazing your kids there. It's just, it feels good. And our family's
here.
You
got all the family here, don't you?
Right.
I think there's, I talked to Matt Collins yesterday and we were talking about all the Collins, the Collins herd that came down from Doniphan County because there's a whole lot of great people that have the last name of Collins up there. And you were a Turner.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of you came home.
Yep.
To Atchison a few years ago.
Yep, about 2006, came here, and we've got 5 kids. They're in, some are at Trinity, some at St. Benedict's, and we enjoy the community.
You know what is so great, Elizabeth, is years ago I was at a meeting on economic development, and one of the things the gentleman asked us all was, so why are you all passionate about economic development, and why do you want to see positive things happen in your community? And one of my comebacks was that, you know, at that time my son was very young, and I said, I just want to be able to help him with opportunities in the community and to help other young people if they want to stay here. And the leader, the facilitator of that group, said, don't worry about keeping them here. Worry about bringing them back. And that's what you've done, is you've come back because you brought a wealth of knowledge and world experience and came back here. And now, this is what I really wanted to have you here for, is to tell us about the new community website that you've developed, because I think it's pretty cool that you've donated time, intelligence, skills, talents, and created this website for the Atchison community. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've really enjoyed working on it over the past year. When I went and got my MBA from Bennington College, one of the things you do as an MBA student is decide on a business plan. And at the time, I was just consumed with what can I do to create something for Atchison, a business idea or something for the community, and I couldn't think of anything. Well, then a little while later, I was like, you know, I was trying to find information on weekend events and some events in Atchison, and there's a lot of information out there, but there isn't really one place to go, and it's also difficult to keep those organization websites updated, so I thought, well, what if we had something that everybody could participate in, kind of like Facebook, but not owned by Facebook, owned by the community, shared by the community, and so we just started working on that. And another reason was that there's a lot of businesses in Atchison, either small or they're just not well known, that we uncovered as we did this that was really neat to find out about. So the directory and the events are probably the thing that really drove the website creation. And then we just had so much fun adding a lot of other community tools to it.
So. And, you know, I think that is so cool. I had an opportunity to go on your website a little bit, which... Yeah, tell everybody what it is. It's AtchisonKansas.com. So if they just put that in their search, they're going to... That website came up immediately, which is a great domain name, because we all ought to be able to figure that one out and remember it, shouldn't we? But I loved it because it came up. It talked about pretty much everything from garage sales to businesses, events that were going to be happening, and it's kind of a centralized location. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have links with a lot of the entities that are out there, for mm-hmm. instance, the schools and that type yeah. of thing?
We're trying not to recreate the wheel. We love what, you know, MSCS News does and CARE Radio and all the media outlets. They do a great job, so we're linking to those as media resources. And the city does an amazing job with their civic events mm-hmm. and the chamber with mm-hmm. event promotion and the things that they do for all the chamber members. So we're linking to all of them and kind of showing them as resources in the community. But then we're also providing things like connection groups for if someone's trying to connect with homeschool groups or play groups or Boy Scout troops, even anything that when you come to the area and you want to know, well, who do I hang out with? Mm-hmm. You know, who do right. I go?
Cafe if I Blim. Like gymnastics, where do I go?
Right. And you can always go to Facebook and some major tools out there, but those often you're shared with everything out there. So this is completely focused on Atchison and the Atchison community. And we have restricted a lot of the input to be the Atchison area, kind of Atchison County, and then reaching over into Buchanan County a little bit with across the bridge.
And you're not going up into Donovan County. Those Collinses are going to be nagging you to do something up there, aren't they?
Well, you know, they're welcome to put some stuff on there if they service the Atchison area. You know, there's
but you're right. Businesses. We need to focus on one thing at a time.
Right.
But this really interests me because you're right. With new people coming into town, knowing where to go and what resources and just a marketing and advertising tool, mm-hmm. this can be quite helpful for small businesses, mm-hmm. can't it?
Yeah, we talked with the chamber and kind of brainstorm with some ideas of how we can all work together. And, you know, their chamber really serving the chamber members and the businesses, and this more of a community website, and the mm-hmm. city with their civic events and the city website, hopefully will be the top three resources for Atchison to kind of get those three flavors of the town and the city to interact with.
And now one of the things that I did like about this is that you can update, if you're a business, you can update things as far as your business is concerned. Mm-hmm. So folks can go online without having to go through you. They
Absolutely.
Can access their accounts. Yeah. How do they go about doing that, Elizabeth, if they want to put something on?
Well, there's a account sign up or login button at the top right, and you can go ahead and set up an account there. If your business is already on the site and we've already found it somewhere and put it on there, just send us a quick email and we'll just drop that into your account and move that over to you, and then you can manage it. And you can go in there and edit any kind of names or a profile photo. You can even start adding some introductions and some photo galleries. There's some options for that. You can also do the same thing with events. You can log in and create an event. We saw Theater Atchison went in recently and mm-hmm. created their event for the Big Hero 10 movie that they're showing.
Okay.
I think that's this weekend.
Is that Theater Atchison or is that the library?
Well, Theater Atchison's the one that put it on.
Was it? Okay. That Travis yeah. Grossman. He's on top of everything.
I know. He's
always
on it.
And the library's doing some neat things, too. I saw yep. some of that on your website.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got a couple staff members that go in and kind of every week start putting things in and updating it. Of course, the goal is that everybody will start taking it over and being proactive about putting their own events in. But, you know, we just want to keep moving it forward. So even if that takes volunteer work, we have an intern program starting this fall with a college that we'll be using college interns to help keep businesses updated and events and the whole website
yeah,
going.
Yeah, that's the whole process. It's got to be updated and it's got to be current, doesn't it, Elizabeth? Mm-hmm. It's got to be. Now, if people are out and about at an event or if an event is coming up, they can go in and download a photograph of, say, something that's either happening or going to be happening?
Yes.
But the first thing they have to do is set up an account with you. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, you can go view the account, view the events and everything without the account.
Right.
But if you want to go create one, just create the account and pop it up.
What I'm even thinking about is our county fair is going to be coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be great to have another resource that the locals here would be able to get. We all get yep. fair books because mm-hmm. we're hicks. We're farmers out there. But the folks in town, if they would have a website for that type of thing, and we could put the whole
yeah that'd be great. I always try to say another thing, we're really trying to use our Facebook page is almost to 1,000 likes, which is fun. I think we're like almost to 900. And so we're trying to not really do a lot of individual promotion of events, because there's just so much. Really, there is a lot that goes on in Atchison, believe it or not. People don't think so, but there is.
No, Elizabeth, I do know there's a lot yes. going on. My husband complains about, do we have one night together? Because I've got something going on almost every night.
So we want to start doing a post on Sunday evenings to kind of say, here's what's going on this week in Atchison. Mm-hmm. And then a link that you can go and look at all the events. And then on Friday mornings to kind of plan your weekend, here's what's going on this weekend. So just kind of remind people, hey, go and check the event calendar to see what's going on. So people can just kind of remember to try to keep their events in there. So just try to think, I want to make sure people know that we have this chili supper going on. So I'm going to go put it on the event calendar. And I mean, we've been launched for a month now, and we had about 8,000 views, visitors this first month. So that was great.
You've had 8,000 and you've been launched for 30 days.
Yeah.
So that's pretty doggone good.
It's good, yeah. We were happy with that.
All right. Now, if people want to get in touch with you, because you're also a resource as far as businesses are concerned, they can hire you to come in and maybe help them either tweak their pages or work with you on creating web presence. Mm-hmm. How do they get in touch with you, Elizabeth?
Well, we're down in the Burger Building at 521 Commercial. You're welcome to come in there 9 to 4. You can email me at elizabeth@webcomresources.com. Give us a phone call, visit our website. So all those sorts of different ways. I think we have a Facebook page. I don't know much on the Webcom Facebook page or the Atchison. You can use the Atchison online page as well. But yeah, we're there for consulting with small businesses or startups. We partner a lot with businesses that already have existing websites and they're just wanting to figure out how to do that better, reach the right audience, the target audience.
And you could help people maintain their websites as well.
Yes, we have a really good support system set up where you can tweet or call or email in just, hey, I need you to change this on our website. And I actually have contractors that work with me, so not just the people in the office. They're more account managers. Uh-huh. But then I have staff that actually are external that help support all of our websites.
So you moved back here in 06. Mm-hmm. You brought 5 children mm-hmm. into our great city. You and your husband both live here in Atchison. You brought your business here to Atchison, mm-hmm. and now you've started a website in order to help other small businesses. Can we clone you, Elizabeth? Is there any way we could?
That's what this is all about. I mean, we got BC students coming in, and you know, this is great. We really want to.
Isn't BC fabulous?
It is. It's such a resource. It really is.
I just was talking to Carrie Sowers the other day about a young lady that is putting together a whole learning module that will, it's an empowering for young girls. It's an empowering tool for young girls to teach them how to go about everything from, you know, how to talk with folks, how to write resume. It's the whole nine yards, and it's a BC graduate. And one of the things all of the BC students have to do is they have to do some community service hours. And you probably got that as well, mm-hmm. didn't you? So mm-hmm. that's such an asset for us. I know everybody in my listening audience appreciates everything that they do. And it sounds like BC was helping propel you into creating this whole community website as well. So give us all those names. And so my audience knows I usually try to give you a couple of times. Telephone numbers, addresses, mm-hmm. everything about what you're doing. So they can have access to you.
Okay. Well, the Atchison website is atchisonkansas.com. And they can go on there to view everything about Atchison. They're welcome to email us at, you can do ecollins@atchisonkansas.com or info at pretty much anything I think will come to me. You're welcome to come in to the Burger Building there. We're in the old, on the backside mm-hmm. where you come in kind of across from City Hall and Suite D. You can give us a call at, I think it's 913-674-0087. My name's Elizabeth Collins, and there's Cindy Harden and Jamie Collins that work there, and then I've got a summer intern that's there occasionally. And so when you come into the office, it's Webcom Resources. That's the business name. The service that we have is the Atchison Online website.
Well, will you come back and update me on what's going on? Because you need to go to this website and just check it out. It's really neat. And the more traffic you have, the more people you have coming in there, the more links you're setting up. Activity breeds activity. And the one thing with this radio show, Elizabeth, and I know this is the first time you've been on here, but it's always people helping people. How can we pull together to make our community a better place for all of us? And that's something you're doing. So I'm proud of you, girl. You go, girl.
Thank you.
Come back and see me again.
Thanks.
And remember, call me for everything real estate. 367-3116. No one knows the country like